USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24, with 124 residents still missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations would be temporarily halted while the part of the structure that has remained standing is demolished. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the structure have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. There are concerns that the storm's winds could bring down the remaining structure. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolition work could begin as early as Sunday. And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing erected after the January 6th riots could be removed as early as July 9th. The Associated Press reporting that Capitol Police have a plan to remove the inner fencing that could begin as soon as next week. An outer layer of security measures were removed back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A man is found dead in South Carolina, slumped over the wheel of his tractor, and an investigation leads to some unlikely suspects. Mike Fortier has the details.
Two children, 8 and 9 years old, arrested for last week's shooting death of 62-year-old Danny Smith in Oconee County, killed after being shot in the back. The boy is charged with involuntary manslaughter.
We don't think there was any malice. You know, we don't think it was a premeditated, that their intent was to actually kill Mr. Smith. But, you know, when you fire a firearm in the direction of another person in a reckless manner, then that is considered involuntary manslaughter.
Sheriff Mike Crenshaw talking to 7 News in Spartanburg. He adds parents need to teach their kids about gun safety.
Have those conversations with your kids. The first and very most important thing when you talk about gun safety, never point a firearm, loaded or unloaded, in the direction of another person.
From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The House approved a $715 billion infrastructure bill earlier this week that focuses on surface and water projects. House Democrats believe the measure could be a first step in getting a larger bipartisan bill done, with the framework of a $1.2 trillion bill already signed off on by the White House and a group in the Senate. The Representative Jeff Van Drew believes this week's bill has no chance of getting through the Senate. The New Jersey Republican tells Fox News that the bill, called the Invest in America Act, doesn't do enough to solve the nation's infrastructure issues while being nothing more than a messaging bill for Democrats.
And they worked out a bill that is not 50% the Green New Deal. This is 50% Green New Deal stuff in this bill. They worked out a bill that really would deal with, and they haven't done it yet, they have the framework, with roads, with bridges, with broadband, with what we know, is really important to everyone. The bottom line is, our country, our roads are falling apart, our bridges are falling apart, our dams aren't strong, and yet we're fooling around with messaging bills, which are most of the stuff in it does nothing but hurt. And by the way, it actually increases the red tape. It's going to take longer and cost more to get infrastructure done. Every man, woman, and child who is an American is going to pay more if this bill actually became law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.